There was a always a rocking chair. And the big chair was always a big chair. You know, like, what do they call them then?
What do they call them? Dad's chair.
Yeah, you know, it was just a big chair.
Yeah.
You know, but then sofa didn't come to me until later years. I didn't start recognizing sofa until I was, in my mid-teens.
Uh-huh.
And I started, you know, that sofa surfaced to me.
Uh-huh.
But at the van, was just a divan. And maybe it was, maybe that divan might have been a brand name.
I don't know,
you know, but I just remember, it wasn't a sofa. You know, the sofa thing, every time I see sofa now, I'm tempted to say divan.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So,
what did I call it? I guess I always call it.
Oh, wait a minute, another couch.
Couch, that's what I was calling.
Yeah.
I can't make
yeah.
it work.
Yeah, well, you see, divan was first, couch second, and sofa last.
Okay, right, I get it.
Yeah.
let's see. Oh, what do you call a piece of furniture that you put in the bedroom? It has drawers in it, and you put your clothes in it, and fold things up, socks, and that sort of thing, put in there.
Chest of drawer.
Okay, you ever hear it called anything else?
Yeah, but I've forgotten. I remember hearing that not too long ago. Shift rope.
Okay, is there a difference between a shift rope and a chest drawer, or are they the same thing?
Same thing.
Okay.
Unless the shift rope was the one with the mirror on it, that I call a dresser.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, now, if it has a mirror, I call it dresser too, but...
Yeah, but now, I don't even know how you would even, again, spell shift rope. I just remember that that's what it sounded like.
You know, I never even heard that word until I started doing this.
Yeah,
and a lot of people call it that.
Still do, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But mostly older.
Yeah.
Older.
Now, I remember my grandfather having a wardrobe closet, and it was a thing. It stood high, but it had a mirror on it in the front
uh-huh.
on the door. You know, it had a door about like maybe 4 feet long,
uh-huh.
Tall, however you want to say it. And inside was a place to hang coats, shirts, suits, pants, very small space like this, and to the side of it, had these little drawers in it, very uniquely made, you know, and that was a dresser.
Uh-huh.
A wardrobe closet.
Oh, okay, this is okay.
And he called it a wardrobe closet. It was very...
Then a place to put your hats, like a shelf up there?
Yeah, a little shelf up there. But it was a piece of furniture, not a closet.
Uh-huh.
It was a piece of furniture.
I remember my grandparents had one. Except I don't think it had drawers. It wasn't that fancy. It just had two little doors, and it was all hanging space, and then a shelf, I think, up the top, and they put your shoes down the bottom, something like that. But it was in drawers.
And that was an iron bed.
Iron bed.
Mm-hmm. You know what? The big fellows, you know, with the brass beds with the tubular type.
Yeah.
Well, and that was an iron bed, and everybody had an iron bed, you know.
Huh.
Man, I remember the first bedroom furniture that I remember my mother buying. Very fine piece of furniture, and she was really proud of that furniture because we graduated from the iron beds to that. See, in the iron beds had the springs that went across the bottom of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that was before, and you always had to put a couple of mattresses on top of the thing.
Oh.
You know, you remember?
For feeling those
yes, things. As a matter of fact, I've passed by some antique places I've seen new iron beds.
Yeah, yeah. I bet they weighed a ton, too.
Yeah,
to
they did. But they were sturdy beds, though. You
uh-huh.
couldn't wear one out.
I'm sure that's true. Were they comfortable?
Yeah, you have to kind of build them up to make them comfortable. You know.